It can be difficult to thrive as a new and emerging artist. Our goal with this project is to increase exposure of new artists in the community and to showcase and share the new talents of the region's population with the greater community. This project will make it possible for new artists who lack significant financial support to be showcased on the radio. By engaging a younger demographic, this ensures that the art, culture, and history will thrive in Minnesota.
Sam or Roth?
Yeah, what's going
on? How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Been a long time no see.
Yeah, definitely a few months. Oh,
a few months. It's been like maybe a couple weeks.
Yeah, whatever. I'm just so glad you have me back so soon. You know,
yeah.
It's good to be here.
Glad to have you. This is definitely a big important thing for me, so I'm excited to have you here.
That means a lot, really.
Thank you very much for coming in, donating your time and energy.
Yeah, and
let's jam it out, and then we'll get into some bio.
All right, this first song I'm doing is called Out to Me. I wrote it a few years ago, and it goes like this. Open the full screen on my heart and take a look inside. I'd be racing for you in reverse from the start once I reach the finish line. Come out here, baby, my love, you're missed here. Can't take this city on my own. And I know you're busy, but I know you miss me, so take these wishes on the road out to me. When you're all alone, just a drop in the ocean, afraid to go outside. Search for that place that was lost deep inside you, and she is what you will find. Come out here, baby, my love, you're missed here. Can't take this city on my own. And I know you're busy, but I know you miss me, so take these wishes on the road out to me. Oh, come out here, baby, my love, you're missed here. Can't take this city on my own. And I know you're busy, but I know you miss me, so take these wishes on the road out to me, out to me.
Out to me, that was a good song, Sam. Can you give me a little background about it?
Yeah, I already mentioned I wrote it a few years ago. And this was 2011 that I wrote it. The fall of 2011, I just graduated high school and had moved out to Boston, Massachusetts to go to a music college out there, Berklee College of Music. And I was feeling pretty lonely. So I wrote this song probably like it was the first or second week I just moved out there, you know. I'm 18 years old, don't know a single person in the city, and feeling lonely. So this is what really came out of that, those first couple of weeks, that experience.
Can you tell me about yourself? Where you're from originally?
Yeah, I'm originally from Detroit, Fargo, North Dakota. I lived there until my freshman year of high school, which was 2008, and then I moved out to Detroit Lakes, where my family currently resides, and Yeah, it was a good move. I really, really enjoyed growing up or spending my high school years out in the Lakes Country. So
where do you drive a lot of your passion from?
My passion, I find passion really, really everywhere. What inspires me most, though, honestly, it's music. When I sit down, it's just playing nice music is what inspires me to continue playing music. Other than that, I really enjoy my family a lot, and they inspire me. But, you know, it's just those experiences with my family and continually being able to sit down and play guitar or the piano. You know, that's where I am inspired the most. And this song here, it's called Stay or Go. I wrote this the summer of 2012. Yeah. So, no, actually, this was last year, 2013. And it goes like this.
Should I stay or should I go? Keep this state or hit the road? Leave this place that I know? Should I stay or should I go? Should I be all I wanna be, but leave my home and my family to chase these dreams that follow me? Should I be all I wanna be? And I could leave this place tonight. That would only shift the hurt inside from the desire to live my life to the love for the things I left behind. Should I run or should I crawl and be so big or oh so small? Take a risk and fight the fall, walk away and forget it all. I could leave this place tonight. That would only shift the hurt inside from the desire to live my life to the love for the things I left behind. Should I bend or should I mold? Stay the same or start to grow? Create a name that you will know, or be myself, for I am my own. And I could leave this place tonight. That would only shift the hurt inside from the desire to live my life to the love for the things I left behind. I left behind. Oh, left behind. Behind, should I bend or should I break? Give my all or only take? I'll stay right here or sit should I leave or should I stay? Should I leave or should I stay? Should I leave or should I stay?
Stay or go. That was a good one, Sam.
Thank you. Thank you.
It was definitely one I haven't heard before.
Yeah.
That's a new one.
Yeah. I wrote the song and then performed it a few times and just kind of put it on the back burner, and it's just been kind of hanging out. So.
All right. Well, let's get into some nitty gritty. What do you think are some of the struggles and some of the hardships of being a new and upcoming artist?
Yeah. I mean, right now it's just getting my name out there. That's kind of the most difficult thing that I kind of struggle with, you know. But really it's coming along really well. You know, I started playing kind of as a live musician towards the summer of 2012. It's kind of July of 2012 is when I kind of started. And, you know, I played a few shows that year. You know, I was just getting my name out there. And then last year, 2013, I ended up playing around 60 shows. So that was a big improvement, especially for my second year of just doing this, you know. So
How did you get those 60 gigs lined up? Like, what?
It just,
people found you, or did you have to go out and like make that extra effort? Or
it took a lot of effort. You know, I just really, it was, I started playing 2012, and what I did is I just really basically networked. I used connections with, you know, family friends knew the owner of this bar or whatever, and then they would push me and try to get me in there. And then from there, I'd play at a bar or something, and then somebody would hear me there and they would say, oh, we're having this party, would you like to come play? And I would be like, yeah, of course, I'm not going to turn down a gig. So I would go play there, and then somebody else would hear me, and then it just basically expanded from there. Still have a ways to go, obviously, but you know, I still go out and try to get new work, because
go out and do the legwork.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still pushing myself, and you know, I'll go into a restaurant or someplace that I think could really would like to have my style of music in there, and I'd give them a demo and say, yeah, I'm available. You wanna just call me up.
Want to book? Set some booking dates.
Yeah, and it's difficult because often people, you know, if they've never heard about you, they're gonna, you know, why would they give you,
have that doubt?
Yeah. So,
do you ever really, go like guitar in hand, ready to just prove yourself on the spot?
I've never walked into a restaurant with my guitar and said, I would like to play here and I'll show you why. But I bet you that would work.
That's what I'm saying.
But, you know, it's like, where was I going with that? Yeah, I mean, if I went to 10 restaurants and none of them have ever heard me, you know, I'd maybe get one response, maybe two. You know, so it takes a lot of work just to get out there. But as soon as you do, you know, I keep getting phone calls to come back to places I've played at, so that's a good sign.
That is a very good sign.
This is my second time being at the radio station, so right. I mean, it's,
plus I believe we have a music and arts gala coming up.
That's right. I'm playing at the Holmes Theater on May 2nd.
So if you guys catch that May 2nd,
yeah,
I will definitely play this before May 2nd, so this gets out there. Oh well.
Yeah. Whoops.
It works out. We'll get it done.
Yeah. What's next on the list?
Next on the list is No Diggity.
No Diggity. So this is my cover requested by the studio here. So,
because we love this song very much.
Yeah, so I'm going to play it for you guys. This is originally by Blackstreet. It's called No Diggity.
shorty, get down, good lord. And baby got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, she don't play around. Cover much ground, got game by the pound. Getting paid is her forte, each and every day. True player way, I can't get her out of my mind. I think about the girl all the time. East side to the west side, pushing fat rides, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, she's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10, I wanna get in. Organic it down so I can win. I like the way you work it, no diggity. Gotta bag it up now. I like the way you work it, no diggity. Gotta bag it up. I like the way you work it, no diggity. Gotta bag it up now. I like the way you work it, no diggity. She's got class and style, street knowledge by the pound. Oh baby, never act wild. Very low-key on a profile. Oh, catching villains is unknown. Let me tell you how it goes. Curves the word, spins the verb. Lovers, it curves, so freak what you've heard. Rolling with the fatness, she's on when she's got to have it. You've got to play, just for shorty to look your way. Like the way you work it, drum title day every day. You're blowing my mind. Maybe in time, maybe I can get you in my ride. I like the way you work it, no diggity. Gotta bag it up now. I like the way you work it, no diggity. Gotta bag it up. I like the way you work it, no diggity. Gotta bag it up now. I like the way you work it, no diggity. And hey-yo, 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 man, that girl looks good. Hey-yo, 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 oh, no diggity. No diggity.
No diggity, no doubt. Yeah. That was definitely no doubt. A good one. Loving that one. All right. So we've got Rule the World next.
So this one is called Rule the World. And I need to play this one live more often because it's fun. So
I need to rule the world.
Yeah, that's right. Rule the world. All right.
You and I can rule the world. Kingdoms of silence will bow down to us. And you and I can reach the stars. Billions of people knowing who we are. Start a fire, spark the ignition that will drive desires. And you and I can end the war, fighting for nothing worth dying for. And I know we can rule the world, from the sun in the sky to the stars in the universe. We can change our ways to make this earth a better place. From the depths of the ocean to the shores of the sea, intricate moments between you and me. We can carve our names on the face of the moon, light up the night sky in the middle of June. Sun in the sky, to the stars in the universe. We can change our ways to make this earth a better place. We can rule the world from the sun in the sky to the stars in the universe. We can change our ways to make this earth a better place.
Some nice solo work in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, any
greedy details? Yeah, this one, I was sitting in high school in an American history class, or like a world history class, actually. And my professor was talking about, might have been Cleopatra, and he just kept saying, "Rule the world." And I was like, oh my gosh, I got to write a song about that. So that's what came out of that. Rule of the World came from my high school professor repeatedly saying, "You and I can rule the world." So, yeah.
And this one came out of that. It was very nice.
Thank you.
I like the solo performance in there.
Yeah, thanks.
Doing a good job. I like your progression.
Cool.
I'm excited to hear some new stuff in the future.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to dive straight into the body song.
The body song. This is the famous body song. The infamous body song that
everyone loves.
Everyone loves. So, here we go.
If you wanna know, we could take it slow, but I would rather race from the start. How long are you gonna keep your truth? Honey, better pick up your part, because these words are getting older. There's only so much I can say when there's truth behind our love now. Baby, let me see your body. Let me see your body. And please reveal your beauty outside. Let me see your body, and don't conceal a perfect body like that. Those clothes you have, say goodbye to them if you wanna do it just right, because the love we've had's ready to take a step, so I can see a perfect body all night. And I know it's complicated, but we're all alone, just you and me. It's time to show you're sophisticated. Lovely, perfect, sexy body. Let me see your body. And please reveal your beauty outside. Let me see your body. And don't conceal a perfect body like that. Now you're probably thinking you've heard enough, but there's one last thing left to say. We could spend all night talking about our love, but that is not as interesting. So if you're up to tease, oh baby, please have a little bit more respect and remove those sheets and complete my dreams before my heart has an attack. Let me see your body. Please reveal your beauty outside. Let me see your body. And don't conceal a perfect body like that. Let me see your body. Please please reveal your beauty outside. Let me see your body, and don't conceal a perfect body like that.
The body song, the one that gets the girls all excited.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, Sam, I think we got time for one more song.
One more tune.
Unless you want to give me first, we need a little bit of a bio on that one.
The bio on the body song.
I mean, it sounds pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, you could figure that one out on yourself. But no, this one. So I moved out to Boston. I mean, you can come to your own conclusion. But you know, I just wrote the song. I was 18 years old again. Feeling pretty lonely, whatever. And yeah, so I wrote the body song. You know, listen to the lyrics, you can figure it out.
we're well. All right, so let's get the
right. Okay, so yeah,
bio of Boston.
Right, so I moved out to Boston the fall of 2011 to go to Berklee College of Music, and I studied there for a semester and just kind of decided, you know, this studying music isn't exactly what I wanted to do. You know, it was really expensive, and you know, I'd rather just play music than go to class for it. So I decided, you know, I want to move home. So moved back to Minnesota at the beginning of, or right at the end of 2011, and started school at Morehead State that following spring. And I'm really happy where I'm at, so it's good. And I'm playing lots of gigs, so it's good. I'm still doing the music.
Slowly starting to look out for you.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, all right. So this is, I think I played this song one time live, maybe two times live.
All right.
That's what I like to hear. This song's called Raindrops, and I think I normally play it on the piano, so this is going to be interesting. But yeah, this one's pretty cool. All right. Raindrops.
Raindrops keep falling on the city blocks where she shops, spending dollars from my pockets. Now all my bright days blend with blue skies behind cloudy grays. For when the rain drops, all my money is washed away. On diamonds, silver and pearls, new shoes and new clothes, and gold for this girl. Rain, wash me away. Now it's frightening when crashing thunder flashes lightning, and all my money is disappearing on something fancy. Oh, but now I feel the rain, and she's pouring all material things. For when the rain stops, she'll be shining with everything. Like diamonds, silver and pearls, new shoes and new clothes, and gold for this girl. Rain, wash me away. Yeah. diamonds, silver and pearls, new shoes and new clothes, and gold for this girl. Rain, wash me away. Hey, hey, yeah. Raindrops, puddles of raindrops, and raindrops.
You should play that one live so more often. That was a good one.
Thanks, Steven.
So where can we find your music? If these listeners here.
Listeners, you can friend me on Facebook or like my page on Facebook, Sam Roth Music. You know, I'm putting new stuff up on that often. And as well as Twitter, Sam David Roth is my Twitter name. And tweet me, say you heard me on the radio and do all that cool stuff. So.
And does Sam have a SoundCloud?
I do have SoundCloud, and you can find the link to that on my Facebook music page.
But,
it's all right.
On a good note, thanks for coming in. Thanks for giving me your time for this new artist program.
No, I want to thank having the opportunity to come in here twice and share my stuff. So really awesome.
Funding for this program has been made possible through a grant from the Legacy, Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.